If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Welcome to CBS Mornings on this hump day Wednesday. I'm Gail King.
I'm Tony DeCoppola.
And I'm Nate Burleson.
We're going to begin again with the Omicron variant, as you know, still surging nationwide and putting a strain on nearly every aspect of American life in this country. In just 24 hours on Monday, the U.S. saw more than 1.4 million new COVID cases. That number has never been higher. A hearing with top health officials on Capitol Hill yesterday included some very intense criticism over the scarcity of COVID tests and the mixed messaging on how to react if you get a positive result. The acting FDA chief, that's Janet Woodcock, told the panel at some point, most people in this country will get COVID. All this is worsening the crisis at many American schools that are just trying to keep your children safe while also keeping them busy learning. Mark Strassman is following that part of the story in Mobile, Alabama.
School is back in session across almost all of the country.
School should be the first places to open and the last places to close.
And the nation's top health officials say the safety of students and staff is their top priority.
First and foremost, one of the most important things that's changed is we should be getting our children and our teenagers vaccinated.
Across COVID America, 5,400 schools reported Omicron surge disrupted in-class learning last week. This week, that number already tops 3,000. In Los Angeles, more than 400,000 students returned to class Tuesday amid a surge in COVID cases across the city school district. The latest data showing nearly 60,000 active cases among students and staff, about 15% of the tests submitted.
There's a lot of widespread infection in the school.
Students in Brooklyn took matters into their own hands, staging a walkout Tuesday in protest over in-person teaching mandates. But some programs are finding their way. At this 9,000-acre preserve in Lafarge, Wisconsin, a new kindergarten program embraces the benefits of outdoor learning.
Nice and tall.
And discovered a pandemic safe space.
At the peak of an outbreak that we had 28 active cases among students and staff.
And how about in this program? How many kids?
Zero.
None. Coincidence?
Probably not.
No.
17 schools in Portland, Maine also built outdoor learning spaces, plenty of winter gear and Wi-Fi. 6,700 students, K through 12, spend part of their day outdoors.
But what we found is just that the students are loving, you know, teachers are using the school grounds in ways that they did not before.
Here in Alabama, school staffing has been an issue since the start of the pandemic. With the Omicron surge, the number of cases among students and staff has nearly quadrupled this week to 3,000, pushing some school systems into remote learning. And I should point out, too, that Alabama has one of the lowest child vaccination rates in the country. Tony?
Winter plus remote learning, very hard on parents. Mark, thank you very much. Staying with the coronavirus for a moment, we want to tell you about a remarkable exchange yesterday on Capitol Hill when Dr. Anthony Fauci fired back at a series of claims made by Senator Rand Paul during a hearing on the pandemic response. Senator Paul accused the president's top health advisor of going after scientists who disagree with him. Dr. Fauci then accused the senator of spreading lies for political gain, and he said those actions have real consequences.
What happens when he gets out and accuses me of things that are completely untrue is that all of a sudden that kindles the crazies out there, and I have life, the threats upon my life, harassment of my family and my children with obscene phone calls because people are lying about me. A person was arrested who was on their way from Sacramento to Washington, D.C. at a speed stop in Iowa. And they asked, the police asked him where he was going, and he was going to Washington, D.C. to kill Dr. Fauci. And they found in his car an AR-15 and multiple magazines of ammunition. So I asked myself, why would Senator want to do this? So go to Rand Paul website, and you see Fire Dr. Fauci with a little box that says, contribute here. You can do $5, $10, $20, $100. So you are making a catastrophic epidemic for your political gain.
So the only you have thing politically attacked.
So you heard Dr. Fauci there talk about an arrest. The man he's referring to told police he had a hit list and planned to kill Fauci as well as President Biden and former presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama. Dr. Fauci, for his part, has had increased government security since April of 2020 because of these threats against his life.
China is dealing with multiple COVID outbreaks despite some of the toughest pandemic measures in the world. In some areas, they are actually welding shut doors of people suspected of having COVID. This all comes less than a month before the opening of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Elizabeth Palmer has more.
With a budget of nearly $4 billion, Chinese Winter Olympic venues are showstoppers. President Xi got to watch the athletes practicing last week and toured the facilities. But behind the upbeat photo op is a vast, invasive effort to stop COVID spoiling the games. Public health SWAT teams are testing 14 million people for the second time in 3 days after an Omicron outbreak in Tianjin, which is commuting distance from Beijing. One citizen posted a video showing panicked people at a market trying to stockpile food. They'd heard stories from the city of Jian, where officials had to step in and deliver meals to some residents in their second week of complete lockdown, who said they'd run out of things to eat. Also in Jian, local officials welded shut the door of a man suspected of having been exposed to the virus. Massive testing is going on in other cities too, with home visits to make sure no one slips through the cracks. And China has launched a huge booster program, offering shots to anyone over 3 years old. Authoritarian China wants a COVID-free Olympics to impress the world, even though there won't be any foreign spectators, and all athletes will be sealed in what's meant to be a virus-free bubble.
For CBS Mornings, Elizabeth Palmer, Bangkok.
We're going to turn now to an upcoming showdown in the Senate over voting rights. President Biden says it's time for senators to declare which side of history they're on. He went further than ever in support of changing filibuster rules to get his voting rights laws through Congress. His trip to Atlanta yesterday signaled an all-out lobbying effort to make voting easier in this country. Republicans call it a power grab, but some Democrats are, in fact, the ones standing in the way. Nancy Cordes is at the White House for us. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. Well, in a major escalation of his rhetoric, President Biden likened opponents of voting reform to notorious Southern racists, suggesting that they are enemies of the country. He said he now favors changing filibuster rules, but some members of his own party don't agree.
I'm tired of being quiet.
A fiery President Biden called this a defining moment in history. And after visiting the grave of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he argued the democratic system itself is at stake.
The goal of the former president's allies is to disenfranchise anyone who votes against them. Simple as that. They'll just decide what they want and then do it.
He was talking about the laws passed in 19 states imposing new restrictions on voting. The president and most Democrats want to pass a pair of federal laws that would mandate early voting and vote by mail in all 50 states and make Election Day a national holiday. But Republicans are opposed. In a turnaround, President Biden called for changing the Senate's filibuster rules so it can pass voting rights bills with a simple majority.
We have no option but to change the Senate rules.
As recently as last year, the president was warning against changing the rules.
You're going to throw the entire Congress into chaos and nothing will get done.
Senate Republicans slammed his new stance.
I expected more of President Biden.
This power grab is not about voting rights. Instead, is it about advancing one party's agenda.
And even a few Senate Democrats, like West Virginia's Joe Manchin, appear poised to block a rule change.
Getting rid of the filibuster doesn't have to work better.
On Tuesday, President Biden compared voting rights opponents to segregationists and Confederate leaders.
Do you want to be the side of Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis? This is the moment to decide.
Senate Leader Chuck Schumer says he is going to hold votes on this pair of voting rights bills by next Monday. That's the MLK Jr. holiday, if only to prove that his party cannot pass those bills unless it changes the filibuster rules. That's a point he wants to make to that pair of Democratic holdouts in the Senate, Gail.
Yep, that discussion continues. Thank you, Nancy. An off-duty sheriff's deputy in Fayetteville, North Carolina, shot and killed an unarmed black man, and police and his family now want to know why. Cell phone video shows the aftermath of Jason Walker's death. This happened on Saturday. Deputy Jeffrey Hash is now on administrative leave. He has not been charged in this case. National correspondent Jerika Duncan reports on the investigation and a community that wants answers.
Cell phone video shows the moments after Jeffrey Hash shot and killed 37-year-old Jason Walker on Saturday. Hash, seen here on the phone, is a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy. He was off duty at the time of the shooting. On Monday, authorities released audio of his 911 call.
I had a male jump on my vehicle and break my windshield. I just shot him.
You said you shot him?
Yes, he jumped on my car.
Hash also tells the operator Walker ran out into traffic.
I stopped so I wouldn't hit him, and he jumped on my car and started screaming, pulled my windshield wipers off and started beating my windshield and broke my windshield. I have my wife and my daughter in my vehicle.
Jason Walker!
Over the weekend, protesters took to the streets of Fayetteville, disputing the police department's version of events, some claiming Hash hit Walker with his truck first.
The torn off windshield wiper and the damage to the window existed. Those are facts.
Fayetteville Police Chief Gina Hawkins says the truck's black box showed no indication of any vehicle impact, and that evidence puts Walker on the roof of Hash's truck.
Now, this is a death in my community. We should be upset. It's also important to make sure the community does not push out on social media false information. That does not support Mr. Walker or his family at all.
In a statement, an attorney for Hash said her client is devastated by this event and for the family of Jason Walker. Meanwhile, Ben Crump, the attorney for the Walker family, said they have every reason to believe the case was shoot first, ask questions later. There's still a lot that we don't know about this. So it's now in the hands of the FBI, as you heard in the report.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions because the black box shows no indication that he was hit.
Correct.
But then you have witnesses saying that he was hit. So.
Yeah.
Somebody is not, I don't know, there's still too many questions, I think.
Yeah, we got to learn more.
Weigh in on this case.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's tragic.
Needs answers, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's tragic. Somebody
yes.
did pass away in this. Jerika, thank you so much. All right, now to a crash landing of this medical helicopter and the pilot who's being applauded for his skill. You can still see the wreckage in this Philadelphia suburb this morning. The chopper went down yesterday while taking a 2-month-old child to the hospital. Police say it's hard to believe that the pilot avoided a series of obstacles and everybody aboard was safe and survived. The crash landing apparently followed some kind of mechanical problem, as Errol Barnett reports.
In this surveillance video, you can hear the medical helicopter engine sputtering moments before it crashes next to a church in a residential area near Philadelphia.
It's an absolute miracle here, what you see behind you.
Yo, that crash.
The pilot is being hailed a hero for maneuvering the aircraft safely with minimal damage and no loss of life. Four people were on board. CBS News spoke with Emma Gray, who heard the crash while in a lift ride and stopped to help. Gray is seen here in this image on the phone with 911 dispatchers. She says her lift driver, seen here, is carrying a 2-month-old baby safely away from the wreckage.
I think my Lyft driver was the first person that they really saw. And so they were like, here, take this. And they gave her the baby to hold as they got the pilot out from underneath the helicopter.
The helicopter departed from Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, and was transporting the infant to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, along with two crew workers and the pilot. Officials believe it had mechanical problems during the flight. Miraculously, not a single person on the ground was hurt, and those on the helicopter suffered only non-life-threatening injuries.
Look how populated this area is. Look how close to houses this helicopter actually came down. There's nursery school that kids were in the building at the time when it happened.
The NTSB and FAA are investigating the official cause of the crash. The CBS Mornings, Errol Barnett, Philadelphia.
It's an incredible story. We are so glad everyone is okay.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.